Hi, I'm Cindy Talley, talking with Skip Mancini and Jan Evans about the project they've undertaken to raise awareness of the services available for those who have Alzheimer's and those who care for them. Many of you know Skip, the voice of Growing on the High Plains. Jan Evans is the outreach coordinator for the Alzheimer Association. Jan, would you tell me how Alzheimer's became your passion?
You know, I watched the movie Notebook. And when I watched the movie Notebook, I realized what a tragedy in life to lose your memory. But what a wonderful thing that the family can still take what they have left, which is the whole rest of their life, the whole rest of who they are, and have quality life. That's why I chose. I have always had a love for the elderly. This just enhanced it when I saw that movie and realized there is no greater gift than to help have quality when you no longer can remember.
Skip, can you, your route to this project is a bit different. It's personal.
Yes. My dad developed Alzheimer's late in life, and he had it probably for about 8 years, 6 to 8 years. And at the end of his life, he required very special care. And then my mom lived another 10 years after my dad passed away, and later in her life, probably the last year of her life, she really began to have a lot of memory problems and finally was not able to live by herself. She had to be placed in a special care unit. And so both of my parents ended their lives in special care units. And it was one thing that really was hard for me is that both of them wound up being in special care units that were quite a ways away from me, but that was where they could get the best care. And so I wasn't there when either one of them died. And I've always wondered, did they say my name? Did they, you know, mm-hmm. What happened? Because by by the time I could get there, they were gone, you know.
How did you come across the idea? How did that come about?
Well, my mom, when my dad got sick, to begin with, she used to say, you know, someday I'd like to have a nursing scholarship and maybe put it in Daddy's name. And it could be, we lived in Haskell County, Kansas, in a little town, Sublette. That's where my folks lived. And my dad was a pharmacist, and my mom helped run the drugstore for 40-some years there. So, I mean, it was like everybody's home away from home. And this was in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s. So it was a time when, you know, you had the little tiny store that everybody went to every day and touched base on things. And so my dad was actually kind of raised a bunch of the kids in town by them reading comic books at the store. And you know, I don't know, he was just a very special person for that town. And my mom was too. And so she would say, well, maybe we should do a scholarship, a nursing scholarship. And then that person could go to college at the college here in Garden City, and then they could come back and they could be a nurse at the hospital in Haskell County in Santana. And I would think, well, there's no guarantee that person's going to want to do that, number one. And what was in my head is that's only one person, you know. There's got to be something else. So then when my mom passed away from the same stuff, you know, the same awful disease, I just thought, we have to do something about this. But I want it to make a difference. And so first I started thinking, okay, instead of doing one nursing scholarship, maybe we can have a thing where we can provide services and education to more than one student. Or maybe we can, instead of them having to go back east to KU Med or Kansas City or Wichita or wherever, Wichita State to get training. Maybe we could bring those people, those trained professors and people out here, and then lots of people could come to this event and learn from them. Well, that didn't ever really seem to work out. Either the place where we were going to do it, it didn't work out, or the people back east really weren't that keen about driving all the way out here. I mean, let's face it, this is close to the end of the earth. It's not the end of the earth, but we're right on the edge. And so, you know, for whatever reason, it just wasn't happening. And so I was asked last year, last October, there was an Alzheimer walk in Garden City. And I was asked to come and make a few announcements at the beginning of the walk. And so I did, and just spoke a little bit about my parents and how hard it was to take care of people with this kind of disease and how important it was for all of us to do our part. And Jan was there as a part of the organizers. And so that's when I first met Jan. And so we started talking about it. And I said, you know, maybe we could still try to offer something where the people that live in this southwest corner of the state, in this remote area, still would benefit and learn and have special services that they're now having to drive miles and miles for. You know, my dad died in another state. He died in Colorado because that was the best place for him to go to for the skilled nursing that he required, because he got kind of violent. And so we had to have nurses that could handle, had been trained and could handle that situation. So he wasn't even in the same state when he passed away. Mm-hmm. And I thought, we've got to do something that kind of brings us all together in this corner here. And we, you know, we help each other, give each other a hand up with this thing. So from that, I talked to Jan, and then we began to develop in February, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Of this year, 2013. Jan made her first trips out here, and it has gone gangbusters, because what I did is I my husband and I, Vincent and I, decided to establish a fund with the Alzheimer's Association, and that fund pays for Jan to come out or other staff members to come out and to do in-services and community meetings and talks. And, well, you can tell more about what it is that you offer, but these things are offered and paid for in the name of my parents.
What's your goal? What do you want to see happen as a result of this project?
Well, I would like to have everybody, and everybody everywhere, but I mean in this 19 counties, we're talking about the 19 county section here. Mm-hmm. And I would like to have those, the people that live in this area, at least aware of what services are available, at least aware of the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's and what to do if you see that happening to a loved one or to yourself.
Right.
You know? You know, just to be more conscious of it. And like I said a little while ago, I think we all have to join hands together to do this. And that's my goal, is for people to help each other with this. And we have had tremendous response. We've been to several of the counties, sometimes many times, to offer various parts of the program. But there are other counties where we haven't been able to make contacts yet, because I don't know anybody there, you know. So, you know, so we're hoping that people will be listening, and maybe they'll say, well, hey, you know, I'm on the board, the hospital board. Let's see if we can't get them over here to do a program, or let's see if they can't do an in-service for our nurses, or give our doctor a special packet of information. All the different things that Jan can tell you that we do.
Jan, would you just give us a brief overview of the services that are offered?
One of the services that I believe is one of the best is we have 24/7 consultation with anyone that has any question. They can call our office. It's a 1-800-272-3090. 900. We do public presentations, in services, one-on-one care consults. We go to senior centers. We have a respite grant that we offer to any loved one that has a caregiver that has a loved one with dementia. Doesn't even have to be Alzheimer's. That is available in Western Kansas as well as Central Kansas. We have support groups both in the Garden City, Dodge City area, Ashland, Kansas, in this area. Support groups that they can go and attend to ask any questions or to be able to share where they are. We also provide, once a year, we have a Alzheimer's walk. Garden City will be September 21st. That helps accumulate awareness in a grand, you know, when, like just the in-service I just came from, they signed up a team because they want to help their residents that no longer can remember. So those are some of the services that we provide. We have a library that we can send out. We have over 100 books that we could send out. Anybody that has any question, we can get them the resources. So, and then plus just the one-on-one coming to chambers. That's what the awareness, that's a service we can offer.
Yes.
You know, I was talking about that 19 county area. That's the target of my fund. Yeah,
yes.
My parents' fund.
Right.
But really, High Plains Public Radio covers a very large area, and Jan's organization works in Northwest Kansas, mm-hmm. Hayes area, Goodland, Colby, all that, mm-hmm. and then south of Wichita, mm-hmm. down. And I had a question, Jan, for you. If we have a listener from Oklahoma or Texas or Colorado, are there organizations, every state, do they have an Alzheimer's Association that they can contact? Or
yes.
Or could they go on our website and get your information, and then you could transfer them to the proper people if needed?
Yes, and that 1-800 number they can call as well and get the chapter in their area. They don't even have to go through me, but we do have chapters in every state. Kansas happens to have two chapters, one up in the Kansas City area, and then the central and western Kansas is made up of 68 counties.
Thank you both. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.